SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump criminal trial is off today, but Michael Cohen returns to the witness stand tomorrow.
Cohen enduring intense questioning by Trump's legal team after providing pivotal testimony tying the presumptive Republican presidential nominee directly to the scheme at the heart of the case. Cohen will return to the witness stand Thursday for more cross-examination before prosecutors rest their case. Trump denies charges he falsified business records to cover hush money payments. He portrays the case as an effort to hurt his presidential campaign. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The former president had a supportive entourage inside the courtroom on Tuesday, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, who called the trial illegitimate. Also at SRNNews.com, there will be two presidential debates, one on June 27th hosted by CNN and on September 10th hosted by ABC. CNN holds open the door to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s participation if he or any other third-party candidate meets certain requirements. The Prime Minister of Slovakia has been shot.
Slovakia's president says an attempt to assassinate the country's prime minister is an attack on democracy. President Zuzana Kaputova, a political rival of PM Robert Fico, said in a televised statement, "A physical attack on the prime minister is first of all an attack on a person, but it's also an attack on democracy. Any violence is unacceptable. The hateful rhetoric we've been witnessing in society leads to hateful actions," she says. "Please, let's stop it." Kaputova says the shooter was arrested but gave no details about him. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And on Wall Street, the Dow had 317 points, the Nasdaq adding 231. This is SRN News. Most Americans support abortion.
Many pro-life leaders have said that the movement has a lot of work to do in changing hearts and minds on the issue, and a new poll from the Pew Research Center proves just that. The survey indicates that 63% of adults believe abortion should be legal in all or most cases, compared to 36% who say it should not. Amongst the groups most likely to support abortion, Democrats, the young, blacks, and Asians, and people with college degrees. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A three-judge panel in the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals considering a lawsuit filed by six members of a University of Wyoming sorority who are challenging the admission of a man to their chapter. The plaintiffs argue that the sorority ignored its own rules by allowing the man to join their chapter. The state judge threw out the lawsuit last year, ruling that he could not override how the private voluntary organization defines what a woman is. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jennifer King with the latest on retail sales.
Retail sales in April were basically unchanged from the previous month. Excluding gas prices and autos, retail sales fell 0.1%. That's according to the Commerce Department. Sales at restaurants and electronics stores fared well, but online sales and home furnishings slipped down. Analysts cite high interest rates and a string of elevated inflation readings that have weighed on consumer sentiment and dimmed hopes that the worst bout of inflation in four decades could be tamed rapidly. Jennifer King, Washington.
Officials say a barge has hit a bridge in Galveston, Texas, spilling oil into surrounding waters and closing the only road to a small island, a bridge that leads to Pelican Island. Located north of Galveston, was hit by the barge early Wednesday. The collision happened when a tugboat backing out of Texas International Terminals lost control of two barges it was pushing. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.